thank you for being on Sounds Good with us today.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Now, you've got a Citizens Academy coming up, and in wake of this fall's watching what went on in Ferguson, it seems to me that a Citizens Academy is a good idea.
I think so, too. This is a program we have twice a year in the spring and fall, and it's an opportunity for people to come and learn the reality behind police work. You know, a lot of people feel like they're informed by what they see on television, whether it be in the news or on Cops or CSI or some show like that, and they have their perception of what police work is like. And a lot of times that's not necessarily accurate, especially for law enforcement in this area, which is a little bit different from the way law enforcement is done in more urban areas. So this is an opportunity for the citizens to come and learn what we really do at the Murray Police Department.
In a Citizens Police Academy, what's the agenda of study?
It's an 8-week program. We meet on Monday nights. We meet at City Hall. We meet at 6:30. And each week, a subject matter expert, I guess you would say, on each area of police work comes in and gives about a 2-hour presentation. For example, the first week, we usually talk about communications, and our communications supervisor, Rick Harris, comes in and talks about how communications really works from the time you pick up the phone to dial 911 to the time the officers are dispatched and everything in between. Then on another week, we have some of our detectives come in and talk about crime scene investigation. And we actually have 2 certified crime scene investigators at the Murray Police Department that have been through the Kentucky Criminalistics Academy, which is a 10-week academy. So we're very fortunate to have that resource so you can get the real deal about what crime scene investigation really is. Our narcotics detective comes in one week and talks about drug investigations. We have an accident reconstructionist that comes in, a polygraph operator that comes in. One week we go to the jail and do a tour there. A judge or a lawyer come in and give a presentation about the legal system. And one Saturday we go out to the police department firing range, and people actually get to get familiar with the weapons that we use, and they get to meet our canine, Tico. So that's all those are, you know, firsthand, you get to actually meet the people that do this stuff for real, and you get to see the equipment we use and get a real sense of how it is that we do the job here at the Murray Police Department.
What kind of attendance do you usually get in any one session?
Class size is anywhere between usually about 10. The biggest we've had in one class was 23, and that was back in the spring. So it's a pretty good ratio. It's not like it's a huge auditorium, and you get a lot of opportunity for personal interaction with the instructors.
Now, you've been involved with the academy before as a teacher or student.
Yeah, this will actually be the fourth academy that I've been in charge of coordinating. And before that, I came and I did presentations on criminal investigation and some other things back when I was an investigator. So I've had an interaction with this academy for several years now. And it's a very rewarding experience for all of us on the law enforcement side of the house, because it's a chance for us to interact with members of the public in a positive way, because too often people, the only chance they get to meet the police are when they have to call us to their house. So in addition to learning about what we do, it's a good opportunity just to meet some police officers.
You know, over the last 5 years or so, well, probably longer than that, the Norman Rockwell idea of the policeman that is going to, you know, help a kid across the street or something has evolved into something somewhat more militaristic, and I think we're all a little curious about that.
Well, once again, Kate, that's what the perception is now, and a lot of that is based on what people see on TV or what they hear from should we say, sources that maybe have an agenda or that just want to get people to watch their TV station for advertising purposes. What's most exciting is to talk about this militarization of policing. And that is certainly true in some areas. It may or may not be necessary in larger urban areas where there's a lot of violent crime. But I'm glad you brought up the Norman Rockwell image, because that's really a lot closer to where we are still at the Murray Police Department. Certainly we have modern techniques, modern technology. We use the most modern methods. But because we're here in Murray, where it's a smaller community, we still follow the community-oriented policing model. We interact with the public. I've got school resource officers that literally help kids across the street twice a day, every day. So yes, there is that change in the image nationally or on television or whatever. But once again, like I said, this is an opportunity to see the reality as it is here in Murray.
And I'm assuming there is no charge?
There is no charge. It is absolutely free. Anyone who is over 21 years old, lives or works in the city of Murray, and can pass just a brief background check to make sure they're not wanted for murder or something like that. We wouldn't want those folks coming in and learning our secrets or whatever. But there is no fee. As a matter of fact, once you complete the program, you get a certificate and either a T-shirt or one of our ball caps at the end of the program to show that you are a graduate of the Citizens Police Academy.
Does one need to sign up?
Yes, you do need to sign up. You can go to the city's website and click on the police tab and then the Citizens Police tab under that to download the application there. Or you can email me at david.howe, that's H-O-W-E, at murrayky.gov, and I will certainly send you one. Or you can call dispatch, the main line at the police department, 270-753-1621, and they should be able to hook you up with an application. And if you just send that or bring it in or email it in, we'll get you taken care of.
Will the Citizens Police Academy go into some real sensitive areas like domestic violence and also what Murray State University seems to be focusing more on this fall, sexual assault?
We will touch on those. We don't go into a great deal of in-depth on those, but we do talk about, for example, what the statutes say about those crimes and what constitutes domestic violence and what constitutes sexual assault and what the different levels are. As far as getting in-depth, one thing that we do that does occur is when we do the crime scene section, we do an in-depth case study of an actual case of a home invasion that occurred here in Murray several years ago. And the last session, actually, the person whose house it was in the academy, and he talked about his experience. I don't necessarily want to mention his name on the air, but he has agreed to come back in and talk about his perception of it, about the part of being the victim and seeing us actually work on his case. So that would be one area I would say we really do get in depth on is the detective casework.
So I would assume then that a citizen would get some kind of understanding about the boundaries of protecting oneself in one's home?
Sure. When we go over use of force and deadly force, we do talk about the Castle Doctrine and self-defense or
stuff like that. What is the Castle
Doctrine? The Castle Doctrine is basically stating that someone's home is their castle and they have a right to defend it. And there are different laws in different states, but we do go over that during the academy. That's one of the things we go over, I believe, the second week.
Pretty darn interesting. I'm glad you came by to speak about it. When does it crank up?
It starts October 6th, which is Monday. And like I said, it runs for 8 weeks on Monday nights plus one Saturday there in the middle.
You're great to be here. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.